got an email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. We'd like to have you on the air, but if you want to email us, you can always do that. And you can even be anonymous like this mom. One thing we know is her daughter just graduated, class of 2017. Congratulations. Did that from Fishers High School. And her daughter has a dad who has pretty much been in and out of her life for the past 15 years. So since she was three is the last time he was really reliable. Well, he got a ticket to graduation, had to sit next to him, talk about being awkward, sitting next to your deadbeat ex. And now, the daughter asked her this past week, hey, do you think we can invite dad to my graduation party, which is going to be at the mom's house? Gosh, that's awkward. 317-239-1009. What should this mom do? The mom does not want the dad to come. He did nothing. She was raised by her, the grandparents, aunts and uncles, and other friends and family, and definitely not him. But, I mean, it is a celebration of the girl, right? Does the mom have to just suck it up and let him come to the house and be part of the party and celebration, even though he really hasn't done much the past 15 years? Let's talk to you. Is this Champagne?
Hey, yes.
What do you have to say about this? Kind of a similar situation?
Yeah, sort of. And I totally agree with what you were saying about the mom and how she doesn't feel right about him being there. I agree with that because similar situation with me. My mom, I've been raising my mom since I was probably about three, and my dad, he's been in and out, and he's been wanting to like show up and do things, and but he's never been reliable. And I just feel like the mom should probably talk to the daughter and discuss it with her and say, hey, this is why I don't want him here, he hasn't been here. I mean, she's 18, she should probably understand, right?
Yeah, but only thing I can think of though, and I'm gonna let you finish, but only thing I can think of is that, like, I just know, like, my dad was around. I saw my dad on the weekends, but I remember I would go months without seeing my dad, though, too, and that tore me up as a kid. And my mom busted her ass the entire time, but I feel like moms or dads that do take care of the kids the majority of the time, when that other person comes in, no matter how bad of a parent they are, like, they get all the love, you know what I mean? So I could see why the mom's upset.
Yeah, and I mean, I can, too, to be honest, because, I mean, she did all of this. She's been with her daughter, and she's helped her do this, and to be honest, I mean, she's helped her with homework. I mean, she graduated partially because of her mom was there helping her. Dad wasn't there helping her, so why should he have to show up to the party?
Yeah, I mean, you could be proud of your daughter even if you weren't there 15 years. Does that give you the right to come, though, and join in, even though you really didn't have a ton to do except for kind of making her? Hey, Champagne, thank you for calling in this morning at the Joe and Alex Show.
People are tweeting the heat, Joe. Vanek Hay says, that's the decision the child should be able to make. Jamie's tweeting in saying, have him split the cost and invite him. He won't show.
Yeah, sorry, can't make it.
Then on another level, Evelyn says, listen, I lost my dad in December, and I can't even imagine not having him at special events. She will blame her if he doesn't.
That's pretty deep, and that's something to think of. Brandy Facebook messages, hey guys, I had to go into work, so I'm going to send you guys a message instead. I see where the mom's feelings come from. Daughter wants the dad there, so let him come anyways. I'm sure when he gets there, with all the people that are surrounding her, as you guys mentioned, like the grandparents, the aunts and uncles, the friends and family, he's going to feel pretty uncomfortable, and he might just go away, you know, after showing a little bit of support, too. Yeah, that's a great tweet, though. Like, will he actually even help pay anything? He's like, oh, my God.
Split the cost.
Ooh, gotta go. Love you,
busy
daughter.
Busy that day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Macy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you were raised by a single mom, so what do you think?
My mom raised me since I was two, and I'm 28 now, and I don't think I would have understood completely as an 18-year-old, but now that I'm 28 and I would look back, that would be such a slap in the face to my mom, because I had the same situation. My mom's family all raised me together. My mom worked three jobs to take care of me. And this guy really hasn't done much to show if it is a genuine, what was he doing? It's not like he was overseas fighting in a war and he couldn't be there. I mean, he was making poor decisions. How do they know that he's now suddenly a great role model for this girl?
And he may not be. He might just want to be like, well, I want to be there for it. Like the, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out or something, even though he's done that for the past, it sounds like, 15 years. Hey, thank you for all those great points this morning. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Dana. Dana, what do you want to say about your son?
I divorced my husband probably when my son was about two, and I actually remarried when he was like 3.5, 4. So he became a deadbeat dad. He just disappeared. I had to look for him. My husband now, my son called him dad. So we raised him. When my son became about 8 years old, he wondered where his dad was. So again, I did all the legwork for my son. I found him. They had like a little visit together. They kept in contact, but you know, he never sent him a birthday card. Just out of the blue, he would call. So when my son graduated, he actually came to the graduation, but for the party, no, we didn't invite him. I think that's a more intimate friendship, kind of his life that he was not a part of. As my son went to college, he kind of developed a relationship with his dad on his own, and he's about 29 now, and he's come to realize that his dad is really a deadbeat, and that the husband that I have now is his true dad, because we have raised him. So, no, I would not want to invite him to a graduation party.
So she's not that bad of a mom then if she says, I really don't want your dad to be there.
Absolutely not. You know, he broke trust, and I think trust is earned.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a given thing. So if he wants to keep a relationship with his daughter, sure, you know, do that, but prove that you're going to be there for her in her most valuable moments. You know, she's going to get married one day. Is she going to expect her dad to walk her down the aisle?
And
what
even,
if he doesn't show up?
Oh, my gosh, Dana. Hey, thank you for all those good points. Thank you for everybody. I really feel like we heard from both sides. All right, MYK, what would you say? Would you say, like, that she should tell the daughter to let the dad come or no? Because I know it sounds terrible. I'm going to say let your dad come.
Yeah, I'm totally going to say that it's up to the daughter. As the mother, I would be like, listen, it's up to you. You know how I feel about the situation, but let the guy come. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he'll bring a graduation gift, right?
Yeah, that'd be pretty, you know, better.
Yeah, feel bad for all those 15 years of nothing.
It's 15 years of child support. Yay!